Hey, hey, happy day. People like us, we say, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Politicians, they say, we'll double cross that bridge when we come to it. That kind of tells the story there, doesn't it? I'm back in Canada now as we speak, and I got to tell you what an experience getting here. I'm still working my way back to where I want to be. I'm in quarantine. I'm in prison now. They came along and said, hey, we're going to lock you up for 14 days. This thing has been quite the experience. You know what? We flew to Bellingham, Washington, took a car, drove across the border, and when we got to the border, the people were nice enough, but I got to tell you, they don't speak English really well, so it makes it difficult. You got Canadians, apparently, talking to Canadians, that'd be me, and it's this foreign language stuff. What did you say? And you take a test before you get on the plane, and then you take a test when you get off the plane, and if you're vaccinated, nobody cares, and you go through all this rigmarole, and then they say to you, if you do anything bad, if you leave your house, we're going to charge you, we're going to fine you up to $1 million. Pretty heavy intimidation, don't you know? And it goes on and on. Kind of looks like you've entered another planet, right? There's all these zombies walking around with big pieces of clothes on. You really gotta be ready. Good thing my wife was there. I'd still be locked up. I'd still be there. They'd still be questioning me. What about this and that? Because I get kind of obstinate. And she said, hey, all the forms are ready to go. Let's move along. In Canada, criminal defense lawyer Ed Berlew. I spoke about this earlier in the show, earlier as in a week ago maybe, and he was sifting through a bunch of documents here recently, and he uncovered this massive fraud thing, criminal thing, that the RCMP have done to the Canadian citizenry. It's bad. They keep private files on upwards to 2 million Canadian citizens, and by law, it's wrong. That's criminal acts, criminal behavior, right? Thank you, Ed, for doing that. And he's still working on this, and he's going to make it better, we hope. The system is kind of bogged down in Canada, the criminal system. I mean, I got to tell you, the legal system is broken. Very, very difficult to prosecute anybody and get good news anyway, particularly when you're dealing with the RCMP. But you know what? He's on it. He and the CSSA, Canadian Shooting Sports Association, and other shooting associations also. And it's a good thing because it's about guns, kind of, sort of, but it really isn't. It's about freedom. It's about what the government is doing to its citizens. It's cloak and dagger stuff behind closed curtains and closed doors, and it's not nice, and it ain't legal. Montreal, you have the Quebec premier there who is saying, hey guys, even though we have our own language laws and everything else, I want more. And so I want the Constitution of Canada to change and do it right away. And in the change, you need to affirm that we are a nation and that French is our official language. Come on already. I mean, you're a nation. Why don't you be a nation and separate and go away? Alberta wants to be a nation, and that'll be a good thing, Alberta the country. Quebec the country, you tried it twice, it didn't stick, right? So leave it alone. Now would be a good time to leave it alone, but instead they want all of these special things. Protecting the French language is the most important responsibility of a Quebec premier. Why doesn't some premier in the West stand up and say, protecting the English and the European content of our blah, 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 blah is the most important thing? Why don't they do that? No guts? That kind of comes to mind. You know, recent examples that really have shocked me in the system in the U.S. of A. is with regard to educators. I kind of like that, by the way, that term. Canada, what do you do for a living? I'm a teacher. Most people respond in the U.S. as, I'm an educator. That's a little more sophisticated. Hey, attorney, lawyer, tomato, tomato, just sharing. Teachers now in the U.S. are being forced to accept. Are you sitting down for this? I mean, this is just stupid. They're forced to accept that math, arithmetic, 2 + 2 = 9, according to a liberal nut, right? Math is a form of white supremacy. Who comes up with this stuff? You know, and public schools are being taken over by social justice advocates who believe that everything is political, and now they're talking stupid like this. I mean, that just doesn't make any kind of sense. I mean, just none. I'd like to give you more explanations, but you know what? There are none. They believe this, those crazy people. Talking about crazy people, I got more. There's more crazy people out there. Quite a surprise. Prince Harry. He says the First Amendment is bonkers. And the First Amendment, of course, is the freedom of speech, right? And it's because of the First Amendment that he's allowed to say that it's bonkers. So I don't agree with him, anything he says, for that matter, he or his wife, they're commies through and through, but I'll always defend their right to say it. And that's the difference between him and me, and probably you. And that is that they want to, he and they, want to stop us from talking unless we say what they approve, whereas we say you can say whatever you want. That's freedom. It's freedom of speech, but it's also freedom generally speaking. Did you get all that? Oh boy, he gets on with Oprah Winfrey and he talks about how bad his family is and makes up all this stuff as he goes along. And then he has the audacity to say, well, by the way, nobody else should be allowed to talk except me. That's basically what he's saying. Another commie, they walk among us. We don't like these people very much. I'm not qualified, or educated with regards to economics. So I have only my good sense and experience and knowledge to take me through this. Canada, using it as an example, this applies to all countries, but let's zero in on Canada. Liberals spend money, lots of it, lots of money. It's your money. They're spending all of the time. When they tire of spending, they give it away to other countries, and then those countries in turn spend it, right? This money, though, does come from Canadian citizens. A collateral damage is the citizenry and the country of Canada. High personal taxes, people have less money then to invest and to spend in the marketplace. High corporate taxes leave businesses with less money to hire employees and forces those companies to move things like manufacturing and customer service, call centers and so on, offshore so they can be competitive. Globalization, loss of identity, stupidism, because it ain't good. It's not nice at all in any way. You gotta take people, the citizens, you gotta feed their dreams. And you have to starve their fears, which means that we need to talk about conservative capitalism all of the time to people and tell them the difference, because politically right is right and left is wrong. Did you get that? You all come back tomorrow and I'm going to have more for you from the right, because it's important that we spread the word all of the time. See ya.